On 28 April, Tajikistan President Emomali Rahmon signed into law a decree imposing the procedure for burying the bodies of terrorists neutralized in the course of a counter-terrorism operation. In the regime's parlor, this means the bodies of those killed and/or assassinated. The new procedure denies the families of those killed in what the regime calls anti-terrorism operations the possibility of burying the dead in a place they want. Knowing where the dead are buried, investigating how the death occurred, and burying the dead with the religious or other rites the dead or the family would have chosen. According to social media posts circulated in Tajikistan and neighboring countries in the region, flowers mysteriously appear on the gravesites of the slayed Pamiris. For the dead such as these, the regime resorted to the usual suppressive measures to warn relatives not to visit the graveyard. The regime and its KGB-style security apparatus wants them dead, forgotten and erased from the collective memory. The new law states that state authorities determined by the organs of the initial investigation are to bury such individuals at a place the states choose, and the place of burial must not be revealed to anyone. Burial records must not give the name of the individual, and the dead are to be transported to the place of burial in closed coffins which must not be examined. The most immediate targets of the procedure are Ismaili Muslims and others in the mountainous Badakhshan region, GBAO, who have been killed by regime forces in a so-called anti-terrorism operation since November 2021. Tajikistan's legally binding international human rights obligations condemn such regime actions. In separate rulings on Tajikistan relating to men executed earlier under the death penalty, the UN Human Rights Committee used almost identical language to condemn refusal to notify relatives of the circumstances of the death, hand over the body of the deceased, and identify the place of burial. The UN committee also stated that Tajikistan is also under an obligation to prevent similar violations in the future. But the regime is impervious about calls for reason, setting the stage for a new uprising.